AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities say a lot of leads have come in from the public in the search in Arizona for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. Sheriff Chris Nano says it's imperative Nancy Guthrie be found soon.
We have someone's life who is in jeopardy.
The sheriff says Guthrie could die without her medication. She was last seen Saturday night, taken from her home against her will. They are going over evidence.
We look for things like that, blood, DNA, any kind of physical evidence, fingerprints, anything. And all of that is gathered and submitted to a lab. That lab will report back to us what they find. So far, that what we found from that lab is nothing that would tell us this is who did this.
A source tells the AP there were signs of forced entry at Nancy Guthrie's home, and personal items, including her cell phone, wallet, and her car, were still there after she disappeared. The House passed a bill to end a partial government shutdown. The measure passed on a final vote, and it funds most of the federal government through the end of September, while providing the Department of Homeland Security with short-term funding for 2 weeks. This is Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
No federal employee should be taken hostage by a government shutdown, something I've said before and something that the House reiterated with their action today.
In the House, California Democrat Pete Aguilar says there needs to be changes at ICE after the shooting deaths of two people in Minneapolis at the hands of government officers.
It's going to be on them approving the lawlessness of ICE without making simple reforms that respect the First, Second, Fourth, Tenth Amendment and tries to offer some level of accountability and oversight over these agencies.
Immigration officers with guns drawn arrested some activists who were trailing their vehicles in Minneapolis. Relentless Russian barrages on energy infrastructure left Ukrainians at the mercy of the coldest winter in years. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Mickey Mouse will have a new boss.
Disney is naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as its next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger. D'Amaro has served as Disney Experiences Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and resorts. The decision on the next chief executive at Disney comes almost 4 years after the company's choice to replace Iger went badly, forcing Iger back into the job. Only 2 years after stepping down as CEO, Iger returned to Disney in 2022 after a period of clashes, missteps, and a weakening financial performance under his handpicked successor, Bob Chapek. D'Amaro will now become the ninth Disney CEO in the more than 100-year-old company's history. I'm Julie Walker.
The first husband of former First Lady Jill Biden has been charged with killing his wife at their Delaware home in late December. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.